Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, we had a special guest. We got Fidel in the building. He's been doing his thing. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
So, you got a new album out right now, right?
Yeah, man.
What's that album called?
Man. Yeah, it's called The Listening Project.
The Listening Project. So, what we're going to do is we want to play a couple joints off this new album, let you get a taste of it, and then we'll come back, talk to Fidel about what he's been doing. Got some projects, got some mad videos, got some events coming on. It's gonna be cool. Y'all gonna be excited to check this out. So we're gonna take this go to this right into this music. It's WMSC, y'all.
Revelations that we have to deal with and face right in our own home, where our own hearts at, and right within our own families, right within our own communities. We got to step up and step out to fix some of these situations.
In other words, our conversation needs some elevation.
You know what I'm saying?
It's for real. And it might be normal to some, you know, and it might be strange and unheard of to others. But
can you identify your enemy?
I mean, really?
Can you?
What were you sitting here for? Everything happens for a reason. What did you happen for? You gotta ask yourself. All across the planet rock, we show love. It's survival instinct. We barely get a chance to blink out here. Spit these lines. Standing up, being inspired, and being a stress,
represent, 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 represent,
supremacy, and I ain't scared to say it. Y'all just scared to play it, and my white fans loving it. They don't give a fuck about the government, but that ain't all it is. We converting all these kids, take a mental pilgrimage and reminisce to your traditional heritage. Then tell me this, would you go back in time or travel to the future if you had the chance to rewind or advance? Would you take a glance at your life, realize your own legacy? This is 360, mutual heavenly. For all my ebony queens who definitely need the love and the therapy, I have dreams in the world you gon' see at your door. America under martial law, starting new wars. I ain't gonna waste no time, that ain't the solution. I'ma use every line to spark a revolution. They ask me what happened to hip hop, and I say he shot a cop, and now he on the run, and they gon' never find his gun. But now they profiling everyone, and it's constant. Economic anger, I make it hard on a trader and make it my movie trailer. Blame it on mama nature for the trees that made the paper. My notebook full of razors, my pen is like a laser. You see infrared beams, my team is a taste MC. Five star G's, speaking truth to power and spread it overseas. Remove all the doubters with pure poetry. My listening projects, live and direct. Prescription medicine, my plot is evident. Locating the leaders, warriors and teachers. The real elevation coming through your speakers. Everything you see in the world, you gon' see at your door. America under martial law, starting a new war. I ain't gon' waste no time, that ain't the strategy. I'ma use every line to uplift the family.
Talking that talk.
Checking 1-2.
1-2-1-2.
This is a little preview of a new album from Viva Fidel.
What's going on, world?
Now, much glad to have you here.
Yes, yes,
listening,
man,
to those hip-hop guys, Bizon and Jank. Had special guest Viva Fidel who wanted to preview some of his new music. What's the new album?
It's called The Listening Project.
The Listening Project. Yeah. So we heard a little taste of it, heard what you had to say. Tell us what this project is about.
Well, thank y'all for having me up here.
As always.
Y'all holding it down. Those hip-hop guys been holding it down for a while.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? I tell a lot of people in a lot of places about this Tuesday night legacy that
no
y'all
doubt.
Upholding.
Right,
you know
trying
I mean?
To. Trying to.
And it's important, you know what I mean? It's dope, for real.
Appreciate it.
The Listening Project, you know, it's a work in progress that been jumping off for a long time. Actually,
okay.
The Never Always song that you played first is like the first song that I kind of just released, and I just been releasing songs off of the album. That's where I got like all these visuals and these videos mm-hmm. from the project, because I just really been like seeing what people think, you know what
yeah.
I mean, what kind of response come from these songs. And then also like I'm big on like live performing and things like that, so a lot of this project is like performance material.
Okay.
Kind of broke down in conversation too, because
mm-hmm.
I like real heavy kind of music,
right,
you know, so a lot of my stuff is kind of like that, but this project is kind of basic, if you know, stripped down on a level of like what you heard is pretty blatant, you know what I mean? Like
right,
the new
right.
wars and all that.
Right,
kind of stuff.
Right,
it's pretty blatant, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it's for conversation's sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This project. So that's why it's called The Listening Project. I'm an educator and an organizer, and a lot of things that I do consist of me doing a lot of talking.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wanted to get into that because people know you as an MC. People know you from the Summer of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
But people may not know all of the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you are an instructor at True School,
mm-hmm.
teaching the MC classes, which
mm-hmm.
just started today for the fall session.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell y'all, just time out. These kids coming with these flows
yes,
is out of control. So make sure you pay attention to what these kids, you know, you'll see these kids, they'll be kind of quiet, and when they get into their art, they got something to say. They
Straight
all
up.
Of them got something to
Straight
say
up.
So it's dope that you're there. You've been at True School since its inception, so
yeah, man.
It's fresh.
We build institutions,
yeah,
you know what I mean, that's really what it come down to. That's what hip hop represents
right.
to me, and that's what all of what we do represents to me from the beginning,
right.
from the beginning, man, from the jump. So
so you at True School,
at True
what
School
else?
Getting juiced up
right,
by
right.
them young MCs,
right,
like,
right.
for real. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Getting juiced up, building that army, man. And I'm at several NPS schools doing the knowledge, man. I do a restoration of consciousness class, and it's basically about history, it's about culture, it's about hip hop, it's about tying all those things together as far as youth leadership go.
Yeah.
And so the youth respond to hip hop naturally as being integrated into college curriculum, high school curriculum, all the way down to it's on any. You watch one of these children's stations for about an hour straight.
Yeah.
You're going to see like some rapping little Muppets or some rapping little... I guess, you know what I mean?
It's there.
It's a teaching tool.
Yeah.
From the bottom to the
top.
And
you got to relate to these youth the way they want to be talked to. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because now you got stuff like the First Wave program up at University of Madison where it's the nation's first hip-hop accredited degree. You know what I'm saying? So you go there, tuition is paid, and you get to, like, get a degree in your art and learn the entrepreneurial side, learn the business side, all that. So
that's important.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's part of the conversation that we creating with, well, not even say we creating it, but we adding on to that conversation on our level, on our scale, as far as, like, using that proactive approach that we use with the Summer of Peace.
Yeah.
You know, so we were able to do the Summer of Peace in Chicago this past summer.
Well, hold on. Before, what is it, for people who don't know, let them know what the Summer of Peace is.
Because, you know, it is a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
Some people don't even know that I'm an MC.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean? Like, a lot of my students don't even know.
But that's good because they don't need to know. You know
until the end, and then I'd be like, boom, and they'd be like, oh,
right.
You know, they get it.
Why
you know?
Even freestyle?
There you go. Exactly. You know, so, you know.
But yeah, the Summer of Peace.
The Summer of Peace is a really exciting youth leadership initiative that we started. It'd be 12 years this summer coming up. And so it was really like a grassroots thing that me and some of the people that are involved in hip-hop culture here in the city, involved in youth organizing here in the city, mentoring, leadership, tutoring, things like that, that you know, people on the ground active, people that are involved in hip-hop culture, this is what they do.
Yeah.
City to city, you know, we in these centers, we in these schools.
Yeah.
And we really on the front lines trying to make a difference or trying to influence the youth and the next generation coming up behind us. That's the hip-hop heads that I know, city to city, and that's what I build with. So here one day, 12 years ago, I made a phone call and we had a meeting in my living room, and we started something that you know, now is a whole youth parade and a whole culmination of, you know, over 30 organizations that come together that usually don't barely even work with each other or really don't have too much of a strong relationship with each other. But they come together for this day to kind of network and promote the positive programs that are available for youth and families. We do a big event at the end of the summer every year, and it's a program that goes throughout the year. It's summerofpeace365.org is the website. People can go just check out more information about that.
No doubt. And this last Summer Peace, this is the one where it was at the boy, it ended at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, Sherman.
And it got rained because it got rained out. But y'all had a party inside.
Was
the mayor?
Inside.
The mayor was there,
the
correct?
Mayor
so hold on, time out. I gotta tell this story because this is, I think this moment tells everything you need to know about Fidel. So everybody having a good time talking. You know, the mayor comes up and is like, "This is what y'all doing for the community," and blah blah blah. And he's all congratulating everybody and saying, "Y'all, you guys are doing a great job for your community." And then Fidel grabs the mic and tells the mayor, "No, now what are you going to do for this community?"
It was something like that.
Right, right, well, right, you know. And that's for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Fidel's going to be accountable and he's going to keep all these kids accountable, everybody in the whole system
that's right.
needs to be accountable,
and
too.
And the people that can really make the difference.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
For a lot of the parents, you know, I mean, you had a lot of young people there, but then it's a level where, you know, the situations in Milwaukee are, of course, like parallel to a lot of other places, but in real life, like, you know, these young people's parents be under so much economic stress where, you know, I mean, on a political level, man, like, let's not play no games. Don't come in here and be like, "Oh, I need y'all help, man." What? You know who you talking to?
Right.
Man, you might not even get up out of here with all your money. Like, you know how broke,
right.
You know how hungry
right.
the hood is? You know what I mean? That neighborhood is so hurting, you know what I
right.
mean? And that neighborhood, I mean, the whole neighborhood here in
right,
the city,
right,
man,
right.
It's hectic, man.
And that's what translates through your music, you know what I'm saying? That's what translates through these programs. And so you got the Summer Peace here in Milwaukee, and then you took it to Chicago this past summer?
Yeah, man, we kind of like, you know, we like everybody else, we've been paying attention or at least it's been across our radars as far as like what's been going on.
Yeah,
I got family there. I mean, I'm there all the time. So
yeah, man.
It means a lot as far as like what's happening with our young people and just the culture of death and destruction.
Yeah.
And so guess what, though? But at the same time, again, like I said, the hip-hop heads that I know, frontliners. So that kind of chaos, it creates a certain kind of movement.
Mm-hmm.
People that do what we do,
yeah,
they have to get creative and they have to go even harder when that kind of situation...
Right.
So I had to get on the ground and see who's doing what.
And that's cool. And if you pay attention to what these, you know, kids are saying, these artists are saying, you understand, like what Chance the Rapper says, it's easier to find a gun than it is to find a parking spot. Or he's like, I hate when it's sunny. I wish it would rain out because people will be inside instead of being outside shooting.
Mm.
You know, you can enjoy this music, but even if you ain't, you have to pay attention to these lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And even on a bigger scale, we also understand that hip-hop opens a lot of doors for so many other things,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? As we know through working with young people, but even for, you know, the middle bridging generation, you know,
yeah,
we open the door for that bridge to
right.
the elders.
Right.
You know, we open the door to so much. And so we was honored to be able to be a part of Chicago history
yeah.
now, being a part of their big event that the mayor put together, which is very innovative, which Milwaukee needs to take heed on. It's like they had this Nights Out in the Park situation where they have all this stuff, movies in the parks,
mm-hmm.
concerts in the parks and theater in the parks, and it's just a gang of options, activities going on where families and young people can come out from the community and
yeah.
and enjoy their space. It's
yeah.
your park.
Well, you don't got to go nowhere. You just enjoy your own. Yeah.
Exactly.
And so now you said in November you're going to Baltimore.
In November we going to Baltimore with the
okay.
Listening Project Live, which is kind of like getting on the ground and connecting with different organizations, talking about the hip-hop educational aspect, also the promoting the positive organizations
mm-hmm.
and things like that, because we're not about just like, you know, beating our people over the head with about like the problems and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's too many people out here building solutions and building institutions and, you know, people that's taking their own brand and like
right.
going hard, like y'all, you know what I mean? Like doing
yeah.
your own thing and just saying, hey, you know, we're going to take control of this. You
right.
know what? It's going to be like this because it's
yeah.
under our watch.
Yeah.
You know, and then y'all spreading that to other people and other DJs and other people who are involved in this and that can help it go where it's supposed to be going. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what it comes down to, man. And we kicking off the Listening Project, you know, and so I said I had to do more with these appearances and these shows more than just like shows, because
right.
you know I've been grinding and doing them shows for a long time.
How long you been doing?
Doing
how long
shows
you
in my
right?
sleep, man. You know what I mean? Like it's going down. Like I don't even have to show up, and I'm there. And cats don't even want to, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, Fidel's been out here
deep,
for
man.
A really long time. We think of 12
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's probably real life, man. Like I released like the first tape. I said, can't say I. Well, I was in the crew, the camp.
Yeah.
We released the first tape, man. Probably like 93.
Woo.
You feel me? What is that?
That's 20 years.
Exactly.
That's
done,
straight
like,
two decades.
Straight up like 93. You know
right.
what I mean? The first tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When some of these cats weren't even born yet. And, you know, and like some of my brothers be getting on me, man. Like, man, you need to be standing on these young cats, man.
So,
nah, man, we gotta teach them, man. We gotta, you know,
work.
Be humble with them, you know. They gonna do what they do. But, you know, cats who know, they know.
Yeah.
And cats
work.
Who, you know, they need to know. And some, you know, some people, you know, I don't walk around and wear like, you know, some people would.
Right.
As far as, you know, the OG status.
Yep,
you
yep.
know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like that, man. You know, we've helped create a lot of giants out here in this situation called Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And so now we help to bring a lot of other people here and help other people branch out a lot of other places. So,
no doubt.
Again, big shout out to G Sound Music, who is the executive producer and pretty much the exclusive producer of the Listening Project. And my brother PJ, who's down at ATL, who really kind of linked me and JG up originally. And help the whole thing come together. And the Listening Project is a long thought out process. But you know, I just like to make, like, you know, creative things, and I don't like
yeah.
to duplicate what I've done before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to duplicate what other people are doing. So that's why the music is kind of like, it's kind of bold in its own way.
Yeah, but, no doubt. So
you know,
if people want to get more information about you, your music,
yeah,
and just,
you know,
whatever,
I'm talking and going
do.
On and on,
yeah.
on. You know, I mean, y'all might want to pick this Listening Project up.
That's what's
right.
You
might
right,
want
right.
to get more of this.
Dude, I mean, you say it's 7 videos out
oh,
for
yeah,
this project.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can go to vivafidel.info, and
okay.
that's pretty much like the online portal to a lot of my other sites and,
okay.
and multimedia stuff. And Viva Fidel TV on YouTube, and Viva Fidel on Facebook, and
all right.
well, you know, all that good stuff. So you can pretty much, you know, search the music. The Listening Project is available on all the digital outlets, the iTunes, the
Amazon,
the Google Play, whatever you're into.
All right.
I don't know what else they into. What else they get?
I mean, Spotify and all that. Just search it.
Somebody told me I was on Shazam.
All right, you got Shazam the other day?
Somebody Shazam me. No, actually, I take this back. They Shazam me in front of my mom. So my mom's hit me and was like, yo, you on Shazam. Do you know what that is? I pretty much knew what it was, but I was like, okay, that's fresh. You know
that's
what I mean?
Cool.
Because she's riding around listening to that listening project.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Somebody was like, yo, your son is on Shazam. Like,
right.
They thought she was jacking.
Right.
Hey, that's my son. No, mom ain't jacking. Her son is on Shazam.
Like, that's what's up. Start, so,
you know,
so we got another joint we want to play off the album. We want to thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
And like, thank you for the work you're doing. I mean, I think that's the essence of the hip-hop thing. You know what I'm saying? Really using it to make a change and, like, have something to say. I mean, from the young kids to the older people, people got something to say.
Yeah. And at this time, man, you know how things are going around. You know what I mean? Like, I made New Wars, man, like, you know, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And New Wars is like, you know, what people understand now based on what they publicly expose is that kind of conversation. That needs to happen.
Yep.
As far as, you know, so much going on, like a whirlwind and so much happening, and the next thing you know, it turns into, like, you know, people don't care. They don't even want to look.
Right.
There's so much going on in the world.
It's all the time.
You're
used to it.
Yeah, to spin your head, man, if you try to figure out what's going on. And then next thing you know, if it happened like I say in the song, I say, well, not if, but when people realize, like, what's going on in the world, and they be like, America's under martial law. What you see in the world is going to be at your door. Like, the stuff you see on the news, and they be like, oh, this is happening.
Right.
And you see this, you're going to be like, oh, it's going to be out here.
Yeah.
To whatever degree, you know what I mean? And then at the same time, you know, everybody don't live in the same world.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel you.
That's the conversation that we have to, start having just on a hip-hop level. Because I think as the way hip-hop is growing in the process of, like, music, I guess, you know, the conversation has to evolve as well.
No doubt.
I mean? The conversation has to, like, grow up, too. So that's part of it, you know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
And I'm going to be a part of that on a front line level, too.
So no doubt. So thank you again for coming through. Search Viva Fidel Info.
Yeah, VivaFidel.info.
Get that.
Go to music.vivafidel.info, and you get a lot of my back catalog.
All right.
I've done major collaboration projects. Somebody hit me up and was like, damn, like, you do a lot of collabs. I was like, yeah, like, let's work. Like, let's work. Big shout out to Gat Turner and Fiery Phoenix. Big shout out to King Tone and Taysom C. Like, I got a lot of collaboration projects that's in the works.
Alright, we're excited to hear
new stuff coming, man.
Alright, so once again, we thank you. We're going to get one more joint off the album. You listen to those hip hop guys, Bizana Jank, special guest Viva Fidel. Appreciate you coming through. So this next joint is Can't You See off his new album, The Listening Sessions.
Listening Project.
So make sure you get that. Google, Amazon, the internet, just internet that, and you'll get it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
We're going to have some local events, you know what I mean? We ain't going to reveal what's going on, but, you know, we're going to have some things going on.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Stay tuned for those hip hop guys, y'all.
Yesterday at 11:30 p.m.
Forget what the others say, they ain't